Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Final hour for us, still tons to get into. We'll get back into reacting to the entirety of the Falcons 2024 NFL draft, not just the first round draft pick, which we spent all of Friday talking about, as did the rest of the country and world even. I mean, they're probably talking about it in Europe after the Falcons drafted Michael Penix at 8 and no one saw it coming. We'll talk about the rest of the draft in just a couple of minutes. We'll get to some NBA playoff conversation. One series is over. Anthony Edwards made quick work of that one, and now they got a lot of questions to answer in Phoenix. They went all in on that roster and didn't even win a playoff game. Some good games coming up tonight as well, so we'll get back into all that stuff 20 minutes from now, and then an AMA to wrap the show up at 1:40. Any question, any topic.
I think that, you know, that it's always because this I heard all day this morning talking about the Phoenix Suns. This is the most games Kevin Durant's played in so many years, Barrett Beal and all that. They just never got to play together that much, I don't think. And I think they hired the wrong coach.
That's a big part of it.
I think that this was an owner. I don't not think my man James Jones wanted this.
No, the owner decided that he was going to make a huge splash and he was going to, I don't even meddle isn't even the right word. He was just going to take over and make a lot of decisions.
He played basketball and everything, so, you know, I played this game.
Yeah, he was on the bench in college 25 years ago.
Yeah,
So he knows.
Yeah, he knows.
But again, you know, like we always say, it's one of the worst truths in sports. He's the owner. He can do whatever he wants.
Yep.
Like
it is what it is.
Sucks. But
it is what it is, man.
I mean, if he wants to – and also what he did – made sense. Like, he went out and got good players and put them together.
Right.
Like, it's not like, you know, it just didn't work, and he probably needs to back off a little bit and let basketball people do basketball stuff and maybe build the roster up, maybe get a point guard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That would have helped.
Yeah.
Maybe don't try
to make Devin Booker, who's one of the best two guards in the NBA, play point guard.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you can't just make people change positions on a whim. You know what I mean? It's not that easy. You play the position you play. Maybe you're a linebacker. You can't just become a safety.
No.
You know what I mean?
That.
You're a quarterback. You can't just become a tight end.
Yes.
That's the one that everyone always wants to do.
That is.
Like, oh, he's big. Just make him play tight end.
Yeah, it's that simple.
Is tight end easy
to
play?
No, it's not.
No, okay.
No, it's
there
not.
There you go.
For people who played it for a long time, it's not easy. But I just
also, when they do that, like when they take quarterbacks and make them tight ends, is there examples of it working? Because there's examples of it not working.
Oh, man. Okay.
Like, Tim Tebow didn't work. We had the guy here.
God, what's his name? Played quarterback at the at Oklahoma Bulldozer, the Dozer dude.
Okay.
Yeah, he was like the short yardage quarterback for Oklahoma. Now he's the quarterback. He's the second or third tight end for the
Taysom
Chiefs.
Hill's worked out pretty good.
He's the second or third quarterback with the Chiefs.
Okay.
All right.
Who's the guy that was here? It was like it was last year.
Felipe
Franks.
Great athlete. Could put him like, huh?
Nope.
All right.
Don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, hey, if you want, like, I saw what's the Ole Miss quarterback, Mason Plumlee Rice or somebody.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's switching the receiver. I think New England. I think New England picked him up, so he's going to switch positions and everything. But it's not easy. It's a different. It's a different spacing that you're playing in. It's a different reads and everything. It's just it just is. And so when you would ask me in that right before we finished up both segment last, I mean, moving Troy Andersen makes no sense.
Yeah, we had
drafted Troy to be a middle linebacker.
Somebody tweeted, "Hey, would you consider moving Troy Andersen from linebacker to strong safety to keep those?" There's a lot of reasons why I wouldn't do that. No. Number one is you drafted him in the second round.
Troy Andersen is supposed to be better than Landman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think he is.
I think he is. And Landman had a really nice year last year, but we're not talking about like Ray Lewis. You know what I mean? Like he's a nice year. Yeah. It was surprising what he did last year.
Yes.
But Troy Andersen better be better than that. Like they drafted him in the second round. He just hasn't played.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Logan Thomas.
Okay.
Yes. And he was good. And he was good.
Yeah. He was actually a really good tight end in the NFL.
Yes. He was good.
That one worked out. But like I'd like to see if Troy Andersen can play linebacker before we start trying to move him.
Yeah,
because he didn't play that much his rookie year, and then last year got hurt like week what, like two something like that. Like he was hurt super early, so I want to see him play linebacker.
Yes,
give that one a shot.
Yeah, I mean, because you draft him to do that.
recently, like very recently. J.D. Bertrand, by the way, the linebacker from Notre Dame, local kid.
Yeah, it was from Roswell. Blessed Trinity, I think that's what they said on the TV show. And same place where Joe Patrick went. So
if he's as tough as Joe.
And anybody, then we know how tough Joe is.
Yeah.
So obviously he's a tough kid.
Yeah, but, so he's got to be. He's built from the right stuff, just like Joe is. I always like when they say that about, he's made of the right stuff.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Cells?
I don't know.
Blood and bones and muscles?
Yeah. Made of the right stuff.
Yeah, he's built from the right stuff.
Yeah, I never understood
who's built from the wrong stuff?
Like quitters.
The
noodle arm quitter. The noodle arm damn quitter.
He is built from the wrong stuff. Now he was like one of the best quarterbacks in college football that we've seen over the last 20 years, and doesn't always translate to the NFL, but you know what I mean? He's built wrong. That's just all it was. It doesn't have that dog in him.
No, that's all it is.
You got to be built from the right stuff and have that dog in you.
To be successful. To be successful, Andy, in anything.
But what if you have like a little wimpy dog in you?
Wimpy dogs don't succeed in the NFL.
No, hell no.
No, no.
He's got dog in him,
you better get you a.
It's a Pomeranian.
One of them.
Yeah, you need to have a pit bull in
him. Yeah, you need to have.
Or something like
something
that.
Something that wakes up the house.
Exactly. But, what if he has dog in him, but it's the little wimpy one?
Then you won't succeed.
Got the wrong guy, but it's got dog in him.
Hey, man. I wish a Pomeranian would. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah, that's a little dork, little dinky dorky
one. Oh, yeah. What's a little Pomeranian would run up on a pit bull?
Oh, yeah, you know what happened.
Yeah, what happened. Yeah, because.
They become friends.
Oh, boy.
Pomeranians are a small but hearty breed.
Are they?
No, they said that. That was a line from the show Bluey. And if anybody got that reference, then you're probably a dad.
Not a Bluey guy, man. We're big in the Mickey's Mouse Clubhouse. Man.
Oh, yeah. That's
love
a
Mickey
good
Mouse Clubhouse, Coco Melon, and Miss Rachel, and them damn dancing ass fruits. Dancing fruit.
Some jokes that I get in trouble for making.
Huh?
Veggie Tales?
It's Mr. Bear, I think it is. But it's like these dancing fruits. The little dude loves them. And we went and bought them, the dancing fruit set. That's all he does all day.
Great.
All he does. Play with the dancing fruit.
Perfect.
Love it.
Whatever works.
Yeah, whatever works.
You know what I mean? Whatever works. Yeah. All right, let's get to the big story.
The dancing fruit.
Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
That is a position. You would have liked to add that position, and yet you don't want to force or reach or do something that you shouldn't. So we had guys that obviously were trying to get back in the first. It could have been a corner. Then you continue to go through the draft, and it just depends. Like defensive line, we're very excited. We wanted to add some size, some youth, and some pass rush, and we really were able to load up the defensive line. That was a goal going into the draft. But if it didn't fall that way, if we'd have gotten other positions, corner, offensive lineman, then we would have went those ways. You don't want to force it. You don't want to reach in the draft. You want to have a clear vision for the players you bring in. So didn't work out at corner, but you're right, we'll continue to look.
Yeah, there's guys out there.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot of veterans out there.
I'm looking at a list right now.
Okay, what you got?
I think these guys are all this is supposed to be the available free agents at corner. If I'm wrong on some of these, let me know.
Okay.
But Xavier Howard's available, right?
He just got cleared.
Okay.
Just got cleared.
KC Jackson's available.
Yes.
Adoree Jackson.
Yes.
Cameron Sutton.
Yes. Well, no, ain't he in jail?
I don't know.
Isn't that from Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he the one that was on the run.
Oh.
Yeah,
he's also available.
Yeah, he's available. Yeah, he was on the damn run.
You might get him on a discount.
Yeah, he's on the run.
Stephon Gilmore.
Yes.
Patrick Peterson.
Okay.
Kind of go down a little further. Oh, Eli Apple.
No.
He's got Pomeranian in him.
Yeah, he don't know what he got in him. He don't know what he got.
Chandon Sullivan?
Still storing breast milk somewhere.
Chandon Sullivan is a Georgia State guy.
Okay.
He's local. He's available. Trey Flowers was a Falcon. I guess he was available.
Okay, go back up.
Let's go back the other way.
Go back the other way.
The other way.
Yeah, go back the other way.
Steven Nelson?
No.
No?
No.
Trey Herndon?
No.
Okay. Well,
like, I was a big JC fan. Big fan of his. He went and got that bread and forgot how to play.
Yeah.
He went and got that bread with the Chargers.
He didn't even play that whole contract. He didn't even play the whole second year of
that
contract.
No, he did not. Like,
he was back in New England in no time.
Yeah, that was the one thing. Because I thought he was going to be a really good player. He still may be, but maybe it just didn't work out there for him in L.A. But
what direction do you think they go? I mean, because some of those guys are vets. Yeah, like, Stephon Gilmore, Patrick Peterson are vets.
Patrick Peterson, no. They're not going to go like that. Stephon, maybe. I doubt it.
They kind of – who was the guy – I hate that I forget his name. He was great to talk to. He was local. He played corner here a couple of years ago, got hurt in the middle of the year. He was, I don't remember where he's from. He scored 7 touchdowns in high school against your school. Remember that? We interviewed him. It was very funny. What's his name?
From Perry. Yeah. Went to Perry High School.
Anyway, but he was
Oh my God. He was played in Jacksonville.
Yeah. I know. Oh, I can't remember his name.
What was his name? played in Jacksonville. And then went to Perry.
Casey Hayward.
Yeah, you need a guy like that.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That's exactly the kind of guy. And that's what they did last time, right? Yes. They went out and got a guy like that. And he actually played pretty good until he got injured that year. Last year they tried it with the number 3 overall pick from Detroit. Remember he came? I just can't remember anyone's name today.
Yeah, he went to Houston.
What's his name though?
Oh, you rub it
this
off.
This is
over.
The worst.
You rub it off of me.
Sorry,
but no, he's in Houston now. Speaking of Houston, we were talking about break during one of their bright young stars. Tank Dillon got shot down there in Florida somewhere. Some dude came in the club, blasting up the club. He's fine.
Jeff Okuda.
He's fine and everything. But yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Good.
Like I honestly thought Jeff Okuda was going to be here still. I did. But obviously it didn't work out. But he wasn't a free agent in a long time because Houston grabbed him quick. You know, you put him with what they got down there. They got Lassie to be one of the corners.
Yeah, they got Kamari Lassie.
Of course, obviously, you know, they got a lot of young talent down there. Houston's doing it right. They're doing it right.
Yep.
They're doing it right. And now these picks here are the last picks of the Deshaun Watson trade.
Mm.
And so that's all done. Their whole thing is set and everything. And they had the franchise quarterback.
Yeah, so now they're on the clock of, like, the ideal thing to be in the NFL, which is
good on rookie
you
contract.
Found your quarterback and he's on a rookie contract.
Yep.
And so you have a couple years to try to cash in on that before you have to pay him a whole bunch of money. But, that's them. They're good. They got it figured out. They did it quickly. What did you make of the day 2 and day 3 picks from the Falcons? Obviously, they didn't get a corner. Talked about that. But they addressed a lot of the needs along the line, or at least they drafted guys that play on the defensive line. We'll see how good they are.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have depth at that place. You want to play, especially if they go 18 games, you want to have some kind of, well, they're going to be 17 this year, probably go 18 next year. You want to have a D-line rotation. Now, these guys can play all up and down. They're bigger than what they have here now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
that's true.
That was the one thing going from Dan, and then you remember they went to Nielsen. He wanted bigger linebackers than Dan wanted, and now it seems like Rod's coming back and wanting the bigger personnel, longer guys that can play up and down line. He said, and we played the clip earlier, playing from a 5, which is head up to a tackle, inside the tackle, all over the place where you can have your advantages. These guys are – they're better run stuffers than they are pass rushers, but they can collapse a pocket and do things like that.
Yeah, and again, I think Braylon Trice is a really good edge. He had a nice career at Washington, 16 sacks in the last 2 years. Go back and watch that Texas playoff game from last year. He was, outside of Penix and Adunze, he was the best player on the field. And they got him in the 3rd round out of Washington to be a part of their edge rush group.
And as much
– he might be the best edge rusher they have on the roster
right now. And as much as
right
we talk about this, Andy, and you'll try to hear people justify what great players were drafted in that spot, you know, oh, so-and-so with the 3rd round.
Hopefully he's that guy.
Yeah, but don't do that because that's the same damn thing. They got people in trouble with Desmond Ridder and Russell Wilson. All right? you know what I'm saying? Oh, Russell was drafted in the 3rd round. Desmond was drafted in the 3rd round.
They're
not the same.
They're not the same.
So, Jason Taylor, Hall of Famer, 3rd round draft pick, does not mean that he's going to be one.
Hopefully he is.
Hopefully, yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Oh, man, if they got Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor in the same draft.
Yeah.
Because people are saying J.D. Bertrand is the fifth round.
Zach was drafted in the 5th round.
Wow.
Just, yeah. Save yourself.
There you go. They did it. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little NBA playoffs. A lot of fun over the weekend. Ant-Man's the best player in the world. Maybe not, but close. We'll talk about that next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Midday show with Andy and Randy Monday afternoon, 20 minutes away from an AMA. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. We took more phone calls on Friday, I think, than we take in, like, most seasons. And I understand why. Everyone had a strong take on it. I do wonder, like, because Friday was raw emotion, right? Like,
yes.
after the pick on Thursday night, you saw what social media was like. People woke up on Friday wanting to talk about it themselves or hear us talk about it, whatever. And there was a lot of raw emotion. And then the rest of the draft happens, right? You get other positions and some nights of sleep and all that kind of stuff. Do you get the sense that people feel a little bit differently about the Falcons' first-round draft pick today?
I have no clue.
I feel, and maybe it's just because it's like, again, that raw emotion has worn off a little bit, and it's not the day after.
Right.
But it feels like people are a little bit calmer now than they were on Friday. I don't know if that's because they like the pick better or because the time has passed.
That is something I cannot answer. But, you know, maybe some of that drums back up because today is draft grade day.
Sure.
And so
Falcons aren't going to get good draft.
Yeah, it's draft.
Except from D-Led. D-Led gave him an A+.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's the thing about it. It's draft day grades Monday.
Yep.
And so you're going to see a lot of these shows, and people are still, and I mean, they're still leading with it. Still leading right there about, you know, this whole Michael Penix. And they're watching it on two channels, and both of them just have it on. And so
it's true.
On a Monday. And so I think that's going to still be there and everything. And the one thing about it, we always talk about something, you know, as far as, you know, the most popular guy on a football team is the backup quarterback.
Yeah.
And if Kirk throws a bad interception, everybody's going to want Penix.
This is going to be that, though, on steroids.
Yes.
Because most times the backup quarterback isn't the eighth overall pick.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So, he is. You know, a lot of times these high draft picks, we were talking about the guys who sit and wait behind veterans and that are top 10 picks. It don't happen a lot. But obviously, it's not a controversy. It's not a controversy in Flowery Branch.
Not for them.
Not for them. But for everybody else?
They said last year wasn't a controversy. Remember, for them, there's never been a controversy up there. They had to bench the guy twice last year. You know what I mean? Taylor Heinicke was the most popular quarterback in this city for a while because the backup quarterback is always the most popular guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Taylor Heinicke wasn't the eighth overall pick.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They national championship the year before.
They gave some nice money and all that to come as a backup.
Not the same. Yeah. Yes. That's why this is like, you're right. Like, Kirk Cousins has a bad game or two, which, by the way, he probably will. Like, Kirk Cousins is definitely going to throw bad interceptions. Every quarterback does that. Well, like, you might lose a game on a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
He's done that.
Yes.
Like, again.
He had a check down on fourth and 10 in a damn playoff game.
It is important to me to maintain that we are talking about the same Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. He's a solid quarterback who's
probably going to make some mistakes sometimes. Yeah. And when he does, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't think that affects them. There is no competition. There is no controversy.
Yeah.
But, he's over there.
He called him. Hey, Michael, it's nice. I can't wait to work with you.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the franchise quarterback does.
Yes. He works with people.
Right?
Yeah. Whatever.
I mean, no matter who they drafted in the first round, he was probably going to call him, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I would think he would.
If they drafted like a corner or something like that, he probably would.
Welcome to the team.
Because that's kind of like what – but again, like
– is Kirk Cousins the face of this franchise
exactly.
now?
Like
is
he the face of this franchise No, because he hasn't played a game yet. Like, I think you have to do something for the team before you become
– I agree.
The face of the team.
Well, I mean –
I think.
Hold on. Well, what about Caleb Williams?
That's a different situation. Yeah. But you're right about that. But that's different, and you know why it's different. Yeah. But I mean, he is kind of though. Like they're making him that. Like they're acting like
they're going out
not
their
only,
way.
Not only is Kirk Cousins the quarterback, $100 million, like upgrade, all that kind of stuff. They're acting like he's been here for 5 years and won games in the playoffs here. Yeah. Like that's to me the part of it that's the weirdest is. I get you have to be confident. You have to believe that you're right. You have to go on your board and all that kind of stuff. But like, I don't know that I've ever seen a team who's coming off being bad for as long as the Falcons have been, acting like they fixed it without actually proving it.
Yeah.
Like to say into a microphone, we're not going to be drafting here anytime soon is like, okay. Sure. But
do you like that though?
I like the confidence.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I don't like that they took a quarterback at eight after paying.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But the confidence.
But the problem is the confidence led to doing that. You know what I mean? Like, of course, I want them to be confident, but I don't care that much, really, about their feelings. Like, I want them to be right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? More importantly than anything.
But,
and they want to be right. Yeah. And they think they are right.
Of course, they think they're right. I just need them to be right. The confidence is fine. I want them to be confident, whatever. But I also want them to be, like, cautious. Like, I think that would be okay, too, you know?
Cautious don't win, Andy.
Sure it does. Bill Belichick was cautious for 25 years.
Cautious don't win.
Yes, sure it does.
Win, Andy.
Sure it does. You plan for worst case scenario.
Yeah.
And they're operating on a very risky best case scenario.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what we're doing.
They are swinging for the fences, baby.
They are.
Yeah. Yeah, swinging for the fences. And I'm looking at it like, okay, no, it's Kurt's contract. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, this year is the bulk of what's going to come to him in this entire contract.
Yeah.
This season right here is the bulk. Next year's $27 million,
which is a lot of money for a backup quarterback or to move on from a guy. But if that's what happens, they got it wrong.
Yeah,
didn't they? Like, maybe, if Kirk Cousins isn't the quarterback next year,
okay,
then I mean,
what if you're able to move him
for what?
I don't know. Something.
But that means he didn't play good. Like, if Kirk Cousins plays good, he's the quarterback the next year.
I'm just saying. You look at this way this contract is laid out. 62 of the 100 is due this year.
Sure.
Actually, only 27.
Right.
27 is the management number for a starting quarterback. Right?
And if you have a good starting quarterback who makes $27 million or whatever it is against the cap, that's a great situation to be in.
Okay.
I mean,
I was saying, you remember,
I don't know what you're saying.
You said, I remember, I can't,
you're saying it in a weird tone, when but I don't know what you're saying.
Okay.
Well, what are you saying?
This morning.
Just say it.
This morning. I think Michael Pittman's going to play sooner rather than later.
Okay.
I do.
Got it.
I do.
Now I know what you're
and
saying.
And now I see that.
Because you said
it. I did like that, though. Yeah,
but I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes I know what your tone is, and sometimes I don't.
Yeah. But no, no.
I know it was your sly tone, and you had a sly look on your face.
I think. That's it. After all this, and this is when you were asking about people's reaction today.
Yeah.
My reaction this morning, and I had the Monday shakes. Like, we went a little harder yesterday at the Korean barbecue spot.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
John Cool Festival, man.
Yeah,
you
man.
Can't help but go
hard. Went hard. What's it called? K-pop? K-pop? Whatever. It was good. It was so good. But anyways.
K-pop's music.
K-pop? No, but that's the name of the restaurant.
Oh,
yeah,
got it.
Yeah, that was the name of the restaurant I went to. I think Michael Pittman's going to play sooner rather than later. Would it be? I just do. That was my initial thought process as I was getting ready, reading over stuff this morning from the weekend and everything, getting ready for the show. And I just kept thinking to myself, there's no way in hell this dude's going
to
sit this.
I need you to zero in on that, though. Like, what does that mean? How soon and why?
I think.
Because those are the important parts.
I think Kurt, they're going to try and move Kurt next season.
Okay.
I just think that.
Okay.
And don't tell me about the numbers and the ramifications, because we've seen it done.
Sure.
And that's the biggest thing about it.
And if that's what they do, and they get a nice little return on it, cool.
I think they – and that's my only thought process. I haven't read no insiders and all that stuff. It's just a thought process of mine that I don't think Kirk will be here next year. I don't know. I just don't see Michael Pennant. I don't see him sitting. I know he don't want to sit, because what's the biggest thing that these dudes want nowadays? They want that second bag.
Yeah.
And he's got to wait.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He'll wait. Yeah. I know Jordan Love liked the same thing. Damn, Aaron, I need to hurry up and get to mine.
Right, because if he would have played earlier, he did sign an extension, but it was not the extension that a big-time quarterback gets.
Now,
it looks like Jordan,
Jordan Love is going to get his money this summer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Probably. If he plays kind of up to where we saw it at times last year, then he probably
will. And I'm probably wrong about this whole thing. I just think because I didn't know the actual layout of Kurt's contract.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's getting the bulk, more than 50% of his guaranteed money in the first year.
Right. So then it's $27 million guaranteed left on the deal. That's movable.
Yeah.
That's movable. But again, like, if Kirk Cousins plays awesome, you don't want to trade him.
But that's the only reason I'm saying, okay, let's look at Kirk Cousins, his career, where he's been as far as the numbers. We talked about it earlier. If you have Kirk Cousins with this numbers with this team, they're a 10-win team.
Yeah.
10-win team, you win the South, you get knocked out in your first playoff game at home. Right, okay. Is that good enough?
No.
I'm talking about for Kirk to come back as be the starting quarterback.
When you got this young kid. I mean, obviously a lot of context goes into that. How did he play in that game?
Right.
Okay, I got it.
Say for instance, his last playoff run in Minnesota ended the way it ended with a check down on fourth and ten.
So just play that whole season out and it's the same.
Yes.
The Falcons go 13-4.
Yeah.
Like the Vikings did that year. Did they get a bye? I don't think they played the Giants in the first round of the playoffs and they lose on a decision like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then you're talking, that's the formula for what you're talking about. Uh-huh. Then you're like, hey, we got this guy drafted Penix. Hey,
no,
we can move him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. But if Kurt leads him to the damn NFC Championship game,
Whatever. Hey, absolutely.
But I'm saying if you get to a point, not only say 31,
but here's the thing.
Say 10-7 winning the South.
Here's what they just did, though.
What's that?
They just invited that conversation.
Yes.
By drafting Michael Penix, number eight overall in the first round, and signing Kirk Cousins. And Kirk Cousins, again, being the guy that he is. Like, he's not Aaron Rodgers.
No.
He's not Tom. He's a good quarterback, but he's capable of that kind of stuff. And the last time he played in a playoff game, they lost on a check down on a decision that he made, which has to still be sticking in the minds of Minnesota fans, at least the team a little bit, when they make the decisions that they make. If that happens, then you have a quarterback controversy. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Then you have a quarterback controversy.
Yeah. That's what you invited yourself open to.
Exactly. And that's what happens when you draft a quarterback eighth overall and you already have a guy for $100 million is at some point.
Because I know.
At some point, there's either a controversy or Kirk Cousins plays better than he's ever played.
We have
in his
fun
life.
With this thing, Andy, and I had fun with it on Friday. Kirk, you get $100 million. Shut the hell up. He feels a certain type of way about this.
Definitely does.
Yeah, he feels a certain type of way
and
about it.
And he should.
And he should, yeah.
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 No offense, but I just signed there to be your franchise.
Me saying, oh, you got $100 million, I ain't telling him to just shut up and take his money. No.
Yeah.
He feels a certain type of way about that.
Here's why he's not that what we were talking about earlier, though. He's not yet. He's the franchise quarterback because they paid him to be the franchise quarterback, but he's not the face of the franchise and all that kind of stuff. Because before he even played a game, they drafted his replacement.
Yes.
Sorry. If you're the face of the franchise,
it is.
That's not what you're thinking.
Nope.
You don't do that.
Absolutely 100%. And so, I mean, that's just something to throw out there. That's something I thought about. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not even saying it's going to happen. That's just when I saw that, I was like, damn. 62 of it is all right at the window. I know. I don't know what the ramification as far as cap number. Didn't even bother to look at. I'm sure it's something pretty high.
It would, yes.
Yeah.
But there would be a lot of dead cap.
My thing is, we just saw a team just take 85.
Yeah.
Took 85.
But that,
you don't want to do that.
Sean Payton really hated him.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he took 85. You know, yeah. So I would have never in my life thought that would happen.
No, me either.
Ever.
It just did.
And it just did. I would have never thought that. But it just did. And that's the only reason I said it. But I do think Kirk's going to be here at least 2 years.
I think so, too.
Yeah, at least 2 years. But, like, saying three, no. No, Michael Peterson's not going to sit 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, I guess really what you just have to hope for is he makes that a really hard choice.
Yes.
That's what you have to hope. Because it's a hard choice if he plays great. If what happens in your scenario happens in year two, you move on.
Right.
Like, all right, you peaked. You got to the first round of the playoffs, maybe 2 years in a row, whatever. You lost. He played okay, not great. You got this guy behind him. You move on.
Right.
Then at least you have the plan in place to move on. But he got to hope it's better than that.
Yeah,
right?
It's got to be better. Yeah. Because one thing you don't want is we're talking about moving on, and I'm not saying they're going to move. I don't think I don't even think it's in the Falcons' mind that they're going to move on from Kirk anytime soon. But if it happens.
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen at some point. But they were talking on Friday about 4 and 5 years.
Yeah, no.
Penix is like, wait,
hold on.
Excuse me?
Hold on, dog. They going to be at the money.
Excuse me?
They going to be at and he making some nice bread.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm just saying.
Not as much as he'd make if he was a franchise
exactly, quarterback. Exactly.
I'd like
and he know that.
I'd like to maybe show what I can do before they have to exercise the fifth-year option on my rookie contract.
And they want to also.
Yeah. Yeah. Goodness. Anyway, we got this to talk about for the next handful of years, that's for sure. We'll be right back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. The AMA to wrap the show up. Any question, any topic. There is one phone line open if you want to get in on there. 404-726-0929. But we'll start with we'll get to the regulars in a minute. But we'll start with Wilson, who's in Athens. Hey, Wilson.
Wilson!
Hey, guys. So I wanted to... What was that? talk real quick about I was listening to Bo last night about this weird squatting pandemic that's going on around the world. This isn't something new. I kind of remember back in the day hearing about it. And I heard him talk about it last night, and I just thought that y'all would have a funny take on it.
So where did you start the conversation last night, Bo?
All right, Gordon Ramsay has a gastropub in London. He's trying to sell for $13 million.
Okay.
While the gastropub was vacated and for sale, squatters took it over and are trying to turn it into like a little tea shop or something like that. But the London police or whatever they're called over there can do nothing about it.
Right. Squatters' rights and all
signs.
That.
I am blown away by it too. I said, like, I watch the news every morning when I get up and I see this all the time. Usually it's local news. And I just don't understand that. Like, get the hell out of my house.
Yeah, I mean, I understand why they're in there.
Oh, I know why they're in there.
They
yeah.
don't have a house.
Yeah, but y'all.
This but is, I don't understand this is, why you can't get them out of
this
there.
This is my damn house.
Yeah, it is wild.
Get the hell out of my house.
I think they just a law changed in the state but my to thing, make it
Andy.
Harder to squat.
Yeah, now you got 3 days to vacate. Yeah.
But how you getting an attitude?
Right.
How you getting an attitude?
It's mine.
It's like, my what? House. Yes. Oh, you're not allowed to. Hey, I got kids. Me too. I might want to give him this house. You got to go.
Right.
I don't.
I don't.
You can't just steal somebody's personal property.
Because that's what it is. Like yeah. it really is. And I don't.
You gotta go.
I don't understand how squatters have so much rights.
Yes.
Like that part of it is confusing to me. Like again, I get why they're in there. It's a nice place to stay.
Yeah.
They don't have any place to stay. They weren't using it. Let me get in there. But yeah, it's wild to me that you can't just be like, hey, the dude's in my house. Get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of my house.
No, but law enforcement can't do anything either. It just blows me away.
But the fact that they be getting attitudes about it like it's day house.
Right.
They don't put pictures on the wall. Get the hell out of here, man.
Man, like you're not even paying for this.
You're not even
like,
paying for
what
it.
What are you doing here?
Oh.
So I don't know. Was that... Hopefully that was the take that he was looking for.
Dude,
I don't know.
Yeah, I got to get it. Right.
But it would be good if there was more have housing options for people that don't have
I 100%
houses.
Agree with that.
I do think that.
But that ain't my fault. That ain't my.
It's not.
Get out my house.
That's true. No doubt. It's not your job to house those people.
Yes.
But it's got to be somebody's, right? Like, it's somebody's job to do that? Somebody's job.
Mm-hmm.
No? I think everyone has that approach to it.
Yeah.
It's like homelessness sucks. What should we do about it? I don't know. Tell them to get away from me. I don't want to look at them. Oh, okay. I don't have a solution either, so I'm not like sitting on a high horse or anything like that, but that's like everyone's reaction anytime it comes up. It's like, well, I don't know. What am I supposed to do about it? Not sure. You got an extra house?
Get up out
you
my
You can't
house.
Get in there. All right. No. Matt is in Thomaston. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hi, Matt.
Riding through, actually, Thomaston, but I just rode past Peach County High School. So
hey!
Shout out to Randy there.
Hey!
How'd it look?
Oh, it's a new high school, so it looks perfect. It looks great. I coached football in Middle Georgia for over 20 years, and I could never get the upper hand on those Trojans. But my question is, I remember way back when we drafted Mike Vick, and he was an anomaly just for the fact that he threw left-handed. And I remember reports coming out of Flowery Branch or Swanee, wherever they were at the time, that – receivers were having an issue adjusting to a left-hand spiral.
Right.
So, Randy, you played – I don't know if you ever had a left-hand quarterback throw to you.
David Green.
Is there any – oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there any credence to that?
I can only speak for myself. No. The ball spins. It just spins differently. And I mean, your biggest thing, you focus on the tip and it's coming a different way. But I was telling you, because we talked about this on Friday, they got a jug machine up there.
Mm-hmm.
Every jug machine that has the new ones, at least I know, they have a different spin where they can do it. The ball can come out like it's a left-handed
yes,
ball coming
the lefty spin.
Yeah, but I'm talking about this, and ain't no excuse.
Yeah, I will say
the thing with Mike was Mike just threw the damn ball so damn hard.
threw the most perfect spiral that's ever been thrown.
Mike just threw the damn hell out. Mike just threw a BB.
Does it tend to sail in a different direction because of the spin?
Sometimes.
I would just say this, obviously not having caught passes from – the Washington receivers seem to like it.
Yeah.
They were doing pretty good
exactly.
last year.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think – but they played with him 2 years.
That's true.
You know, but I –
That's
I,
true.
I look at that as if it's dropped, it's an excuse more than anything.
Yeah.
That's how I do it.
Like, if you can't catch a pass from a left-handed quarterback and, like, that's affecting your life.
But some people do think, like he said, some people do talk about
Jerry Rice talked about
Jerry Rice talked about it.
And there was another receiver after Jerry Rice, too, who I don't remember who he was playing with, but he was like, this lefty spin is different. I was like, I don't know, figure it out.
Yeah, Mike.
Like,
yeah,
it's your job to catch it.
Mike just do fastballs.
Dude. It was just so pretty coming out of his hand, too.
It's like, because it was a flick of a wrist.
Yeah, just a flick. Just
flick.
Yeah. All right. Road Dog is in Ellenwood. Hey, Road Dog.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
I got more of a statement and a question. On this draft with drafting a quarterback, if you look at it, the first defensive player taken was at 15.
Right.
So I have zero problem with my Falcons taking this quarterback. They got second on their list.
Okay.
That fell to them at 8 when clearly the whole league feel like there's no top 10 defensive players to take. So why not set yourself up for the future? And I just want to – nobody's touched on that part of it. I just want to see what you guys thought about that. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Road Dog.
Road Dog, we me and Andy actually talked about it on Friday.
Definitely talked about
it. He might not got
that's
to listen.
That's right. Yeah,
he might not
it's a three-hour show. People have stuff going on.
Yeah, we did actually mention that and everything. Only time will tell.
Right.
Yeah, only time will tell. Right. I mean, I think that one, the biggest thing the Falcons will get, like, blowback from is if Dallas Turner has 10-plus sacks.
Dallas Turner, Latu, Jared Verse,
any of those
guys.
Yeah, they have double-digit sacks their rookie year.
Yep. Then they'll be like, oh, okay, cool. Yes. Well, guess could add one of those guys. Really what you're saying, though, is – because you're right. Like, the rest of the NFL felt that way also. But there also could have been a team that thought one of those guys was a top five draft pick. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's – it all comes back to that. Like, you just have to trust that their evaluation is right.
Yes. And that's all you can do.
And that's basically what you're saying with this, everything that the Falcons do in every draft. But it's like, we just have to assume that they are right about this.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see.
That's it. That's all you can do, though.
We'll see. Skip is in the Yammobile. Hey, Skip.
Hey, what's happening, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm doing okay, man. Hey, Randy, I got two for you and one for Andy. Okay, Randy, when you was a player, when your team drafted, no matter what team you want, Miami, San Diego, L.A., or when your team drafted, what was one player that they drafted and you say, we drafted this bomb? The second part of it is, if they drafted somewhere, you say, oh, man, we got him. Who did you get excited for? Who was the bomb when they drafted? And for Andy, since we got that quarterback from Washington, when are you gonna get your first jersey?
Oh.
First jersey of what?
A Penix.
Oh. Probably not going to do that.
Yeah.
But I hope a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I'm not a big jersey guy.
Yeah. I remember one year in Miami, we had took a linebacker out of Tennessee in the second round. But we took him instead of – this goes back to you didn't take him another guy balls, but Anquan was right there, and we needed another receiver.
Yeah.
And they took the linebacker, which was not a bad – because he's a good dude, a good player, but we had Zach, and we had –
we like to have Anquan Boldin.
And we had Junior had just got there.
Yeah.
And so we had good players at that position. So you draft him, and the only thing they kept preaching was he going to play special teams. Now, when he got to play well, but had feet problem, hurt his foot early on and just could never get over it. But that was it. There was another one, but I ain't going to say it because, you know – I don't want to hurt my feelings.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt anybody. Was there ever a guy where you're like, hell yeah.
No.
I cannot wait for this guy to get here.
I tell you what, but they had already drafted him before I got there, but I couldn't wait to go see Ryan Matthews. And when I saw him, I was like, God damn. But then, you know, fumbling. But other than that, when he didn't fumble.
Yeah, he was good.
He was rough.
Speaking of jerseys, one of my friends sent me a Jared Kelnick Mariners jersey. I guess he had it. He got it last year.
You going to go get a sign?
I don't know. I don't know what to do with it.
Give it to Bo. Bo, can you get a jersey signed?
Maybe.
Okay. I'll take a maybe because I can't probably. But, yeah, it came in the mail over the weekend. I was like, what's this? He was like, I don't want it anymore.
So he gave you even though he plays for the Braves, he gave you a Mariners.
Yeah, he bought the Kelnick Mariners jersey last year.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this guy's going to be the future of the team.
Right.
And then now he's on the Braves. And he's like, oh, I don't want it. Here, you have it. I don't know. It's a pretty cool jersey. It's like the City Edition one.
Uh-huh.
Like, it looks like the old Seattle Pilots jersey, which is pretty cool. But I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. That'd be funny to get it signed. All right, let's get the takeaways.
That would be really funny for Bo.
Takeaway. Maybe we could get it signed and give it away as a prize. I don't know what that takes to do stuff like that.
We tried to do that one time. Remember that?
Is it against the rules?
I don't know.
Huh. Yeah. Seems like we should be able to. We'll try to figure it out.
Through channels.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. Joe Patrick, built from the right stuff.
Built from the right stuff. Just focus on the tip.
Yep.
And you'll be fine.
Fishnets over thong bikinis. We can still see you. Hey, it takes a long time for a grizzly bear to eat a human. Just make sure you're not the slowest one in the group.
That's it. That's all you got to do. All right. We'll see what Dukes and Bill got for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.